Right, cool. We have a cool question about ear training or transcribing material that has no guitar. Can it be done? The answer is absolutely. If you can hear pitches, that's pitches with a P, you can put them on the guitar. And we're going to use this song called Levitating by Dua Lipa, D-U-A space L-I-P-A, not the one with the rappers. Okay, now the first thing I do is listen to the bass.
Right.
So I know that is my time.
Right.
So we have to find that. And you found it already, and it's B. How did you find it so quickly?
I just kind of guessed.
Yeah, you just worked. I mean, you would just or until you find it.
Right.
Right? So that's a step that a lot of people miss. Like, they don't go sequentially. I keep saying it over and over. Just check all 12 notes. You happen to knew it was the 7th fret, so you didn't have to go any further. But people who are not sure, do all 12 frets one by one. Do not skip any frets. I cannot stress this enough. And then the worst that can happen is you get three or four or two or three, whatever, choices, and you're not sure which one it might be. But it's better than you just narrowed it down to from 12 to three or four. That's not bad.
Right,
you just got rid of 75% of, you know, your choice. And then you just play that note through it and then ask yourself, if I had to end this song and say thank you, good night, you know, would I choose? For sure I would. So now, the other intervals I heard were a fourth, because if you listen to... As soon as the bass comes in... So I heard... There's two other notes, so don't play yet. So it's hard for me to sing, so I'm going to take it up an octave. Don't play yet. That was the second note.
Okay.
Now that's going down.
Right.
And I usually teach intervals going up, so I'm going to... I'm going to take that note, which of course I already know what it is, but to teach you...
Right.
I'm going to put it up an octave. Now how did I do that so quick? Because I know Somewhere Over the Rainbow, that's my tune for...
Right.
So... From to I'm sorry, that's the wrong note. It's and then so that's the interval.
Right.
What song does that have you memorized the intervals in terms of, like, famous songs that trigger certain intervals?
You've referenced the Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
That's for the octave, but then there's 11 others that each song each song that you memorize, and they don't have to be my choices, but whatever one you pick, like, every time you hear that interval, it reminds you of that song, and you know that it's a...
Oh, no, I don't know that.
And so in this case, it's a fourth. So...
Okay, right.
Here Comes the Bride.
Okay.
So... And it's, in this case, it's an octave down. It's not a fourth going up, but it's still... Boom, boom.
Right.
And so I heard the fourth. I'm just telling you, it's a fourth. Which is the note E, and then it goes to a fifth. From there, I heard it goes to a fifth because you're hearing that the third note goes up a bit, and it's got to be the fifth. Like, I wish I could start right on the bass thing, but I can't. Right here. All right, so do da bo. That's the fourth. But then the next note is it's up a little. It's got to be the fifth. What will be the fifth? If this is the fourth, E, where's the fifth? In the key of, remember, we're in the key of B minor. So I'm asking, play the fourth. This is the fret zero.
Right.
On that same string, where's the fifth? How far is it between the, the more music theory you have, the easier ear training gets.
Yeah.
So how far between 4 and 5? That's correct. The answer is F sharp. The between the 4th and 5th is a whole step, regardless of whether you're in a major or a minor key. So we got boom, like 1, 4, 5, and then it actually goes to 4 again. I'm just going to tell you, I hear, to speed up the... So, 1, 4, 5... Four, and then there's one other note, which I'm not going to tell you yet, but it sounds like this. And then back to one again. So we have one, 4, 5, 4, blank, 4, I'm sorry, 4, blank, a blank, 4, 2, 1. So play it, yeah. So we got 1, 5, 4, and then there's one other note which sounds like this. See if you can find that. Make sure it's not a note that, not a note that sounds good with it, but the exact pitch. Yeah, you know when you found it.
Yeah,
that's right. And so that's in this great. Particular case, it's note A. Now, how would I? How do I hear that so quickly? Because I hear. Now, if I put that up an octave, it would be. Here's a tonic. And I've memorized that because of the tune that I use for a flat 7, which is what this is. The note A is the flat 7 of B.
Yeah.
Is because of the Jimi Hendrix's Stone Free. In the very you may not have heard this song or not for a long time, but in the very, very beginning of the song, he hits two harmonics. And then ding.
Okay.
I know I'm going in a different direction, but that's when I was a kid, that was my flat 7.
Okay.
And you can choose your own. You don't have to choose my examples. It's easy to go online. I talk about this in a lot of the other ear training, so I'm going a little quick here, but it's easy to go online and look up famous songs for intervals, and there's probably dozens of different sites, and a lot of the examples will be overlapping.
Yeah.
But I don't tend to do contemporary music as much. I know there's Lady Gaga ones on there.
Okay.
I know you're like, you know, now your secret's out that you're a Lady Gaga fan. Anyway, not a secret, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. She's wonderful. Did you? I'm sure you heard her. Star Spangled Banner.
Yes.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So so far we got 1, 4, 5, 4, 2, 4, flat 7, 1. It's the first step. You get the bass line. If you're feeling like you need a little bit of company, you met me at the perfect time. You want me, I want you ready. Let's go. Okay. The next thing is I listen for the whether the chords are major or minor. Like right there. Where the guitar, it's not until 30 seconds into it that the guitar finally becomes, there actually is guitar in here. I thought maybe you were going to give me an example of just keyboard, which is perfectly fine. You could do the same process with keyboard or any instrument. It's a horn section, anything you want, as long as there's pitches.
I'm
going to listen to see whether or not the chords are major or minor. So we're going to take each one. Of course, I already know the answer, but I'm going to... So when I hear the B minor, I also hear. I heard that note in the guitar chord. Like, if you listen carefully, you'll hear it too. Coming up right. You heard that note. So I want you to find. There you go. You found it. Now, if your ear is trained, you'll recognize that as a minor third because. The minor third example that I use is Smoke on the Water. I know this is a far-fetched example, but the distance between that and that is the same as... So I'm just explaining how do I hear the minor third so quick. So I know that's a minor. So it's got to be B minor. Now, what are the other chords? We don't know whether they're minor or not. You can't assume anything. So you have to check it. I got you. And by the way, we're... You know that chords are 1, 3, and 5, and unless a chord sounds weird, the fifth is probably going to be perfect, meaning it's going to be a fifth, like B minor. So it's kind of skipping a step. But if the B minor didn't sound right, if there's something else going on, then it might be that the fifth is altered, like,
right.
You know, maybe flat or something, or if it's a major, it could be augmented or something. But I'm digressing here. Let's check the next third of the four chord. I got you. So, so I didn't quite catch that. The note that sticks out of my head is on the four chord. Like I heard.
Yeah.
We need to find out what that is. So just the note. Like that, we know that E is the root,
right,
but you're gonna find the note that I'm singing is not E. Mm-hmm. Correct, you found it, and what note is that?
I don't know if I know that.
Well, it's actually an A note. And it's interesting because A is the 11th of the chord.
Okay.
So, which is a note, no wonder it stuck out in my ear. That's an unusual note. Right. So, that's why it's so, but we still don't know whether the chord is major or minor. When you have an 11th, again, music theory and ear training go together. So, it could be an E sus, like an E7 sus.
Okay.
Meaning there is no third, or there could be a major third in there somewhere and also an 11th. Which is probably not the case, but, or it could be a minor 11. Like, what we're looking to do is see, here's our root of E. We want to know if the chord is E minor or E major. So we want to hear if, now we're in B minor, so it's more likely that the 4 chord is going to be minor. I truly don't know the answer. I want to see whether or not this sound, the minor third to the E chord, it's a G note that I'm playing, the minor third, is in that chord when they get to that. So we're listening for, No, I didn't hear it. But what else did we hear? I heard like a ninth. So it could be a suspended chord. Let's listen more. Yeah, 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 yeah. I heard.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of a funkier song, so I guess that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Suspended chord.
So far we got the 13th. This is a C sharp note and an A note. So I don't know what's going on yet. Let's keep on listening. So that's interesting. I heard F sharp. So it's an F sharp with an E in the bass. I don't know. Let's keep on listening. Oh, I know what it is. I messed it up. I'm confusing things. It doesn't stay on the 4 very long. It goes right to 5. So of course it's an F sharp minor chord.
Okay.
The whole chord is F sharp minor. Sorry, I made it more complicated. So, that E is not even really a chord. It's just like a bass line connecting up to. So you would just play B minor and then F sharp minor.
Right, okay.
No wonder, I made
it
too hard.
So it's just the bass, it's because the bass is so prominent that it just...
Yeah.
No wonder you're saying it's an F sharp with the E in the bass.
Yeah. And I just forgot that the E goes by so quick. But then after that is bow. So I want you to... So after the 1 and then 5, it definitely goes to E. And I want
just,
you...
So that's just F sharp minor though?
F sharp minor. It definitely goes to E. I want you to tell me whether you think it's E minor or major or 7th.
Okay.
Right now. Just even without. Correct. The answer is minor. Yeah. So you got 1-5-4-1. And that's all it is. The 1, 4, and 5 are minor in the minor key. So there's nothing non-diatonic about this song. Although it could be true that the 7s are in there. So do I hear? I'm listening for those 7s. Yeah, I hear them. I hear. Listen to them. Like, so yes, I hear the 7th. It's not just minor, it's minor 7. E minor 7. F sharp minor 7. E minor 7. That's how I play it.
Sweet.
All I did was, I listened to the bass, then the 3rd, then the 5th, which I kind of assumed on the 5th, and then the 7th. That's all I did. And then I got mixed up for a second. But that's what transcribing is like. You get mixed up for a second, then you find your home. It took 15 minutes to explain that. And that may be a long time for like 3 seconds worth of music, but the process gets faster and faster. And it really does. You have to keep on doing it. There's no substitute. People keep on asking me, you know, how do you transcribe? You transcribe by teaching, by transcribing, you know. The teacher is a guide, but no one can put your recognition of those intervals in your head, you know, for you. Keep listening and see if there's any other sections. Amazing how pop songs don't need more than one section. It's the same music. All right, I'll pause this while we wait and see whether there's another section.